Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for the Doctors Roundtable, a forum for conversations with Atlanta's leading doctors and thought leaders about cutting-edge trends and topics in health, wellness, and lifestyle issues. Here's our host, Tanya Mack.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you so much for listening. Boy, I have a big, I mean really big topic today to talk about. We are going to talk about weight loss and specifically an integrated approach to weight loss. So I just, in doing the research, wanted to talk to you about a couple of things that jumped out at me. One is obesity has gone global. I looked at some of the statistics that showed that approximately 1 billion people on the planet are overweight. And the two primary causes of that are an increase in processed foods with saturated fat and a decrease in exercise. And here in our own country, about 3 in 10 Americans at any one point in time, if you talk to them, are trying to lose weight. 35% of Americans are clinically obese, not just 10 or 15 pounds overweight, but clinically obese. And this is tied to some of the top disease killers in the U.S., including heart disease, stroke, and cancer. On top of that, Americans spend about $40 billion on diet-related products and services every year. And boy, that is alarming. So I'm thrilled to have a thought leader in Atlanta with me in the studio today, along with some of the friends that he's brought along. Let me introduce you to Iko Wilmot, who is the owner of Balanced Diet in the Buckhead area. And we're going to be talking about the importance of integrating diet, supplements, exercise, and some new technology all in one place so patients don't have to run around. Is that right, Iko?
That is correct.
There you go. So, and also we have with us in the studio Lisa Burris, and Lisa is a certified Zerona laser specialist, and we're going to be talking about specifically with Lisa her technology that she uses to help us spot shrink some of that last little bit that we have. And we have Wesley Goggins, who's one of the certified trainers at Balanced Diet that helps customize the fitness portion, because no one thing does it alone. Is that right, Iko?
That is correct.
All right. Well, let's start with talking about, it's kind of interesting, your road to Balanced Diet and your road to getting involved with weight loss. When I met you, we were talking about how you had a lot of education training in architecture. And then you had some of this speak to you in your life, and you kind of made this your life's work now. So how did that happen?
Well, as I was telling you, I'm an architect and worked for many years in the development of hotels. But at the same time, I was competing as a professional natural bodybuilder. Mm-hmm. So once I made the transition from being an architect, while I still do some projects on the side, mm-hmm. This whole concept of integrating health, fitness, and nutrition was very appealing to me because I've always looked at it from a natural, holistic standpoint that people can achieve their wellness goals, they can achieve their weight loss goals, and they don't necessarily have to use medication in order to do that. At the end of the day, what we're all about is a lifestyle change, transformation, transforming your body, and in a with a long-term view.
Right. I actually read somewhere that you see your body as a temple, and so you actually made a pledge to yourself that you're going to treat it naturally. And so a big line that you have and a big supplements and everything that you deal with is that you can do it the natural way. Is that correct?
That is correct. And being a competitive natural bodybuilder, it's not easy because there's a lot of
pressure.
There are a lot of
bodybuilders out there every day. Exactly. Yes.
But I've always felt that I could do it naturally, and I never wanted to put anything in my body which was foreign. I always wanted to focus on things that would just stimulate my natural production, which is what your body needs and what your body wants.
Right. And let me tell you, listeners, if you're here, let me tell you a little bit more about Iko. He received his education at the Federal University of Rio de Janeiro. He was a professional bodybuilder for over 20 years and looks like it this very minute. I don't, we're probably not competing anymore, but certainly extremely fit, and is a certified professional trainer with AFAA, which is the Aerobics and Fitness Association of America. So very well pedigreed to be doing what you've done, not only in your interests, but just in terms of your education and experience. So welcome.
Well, thank you.
Let's start talking by We all know when we have too many pounds and we're not fit, we can just look in the mirror. We carry it around. It's a lot to carry in our lives. And I want to talk just with when we know we have something and we go to a place like Balanced Diet or a provider, you know, that provides services, what can we expect as far as an initial assessment? What kind of happens with us? What do you measure? What do you take a diet history? How do you kind of approach it, talk to us, and get a baseline?
Okay, well, the most important thing when you walk through the door is for us to understand three things: where you've been, where you are, and where you want to get to.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're focusing on because we are a customized provider. We don't believe in giving you, prescribing, or recommending something to you that doesn't work for your lifestyle, because you'll start it and after a few days or a few weeks, you're going to drop off. So our goal is to find out what program will work for you, what program will fit into your lifestyle. Obviously, there are some changes that need to be made, otherwise you'd be coming through the door.
Mm-hmm.
But we try to make it as functional as possible, mm-hmm. to fit in, integrate into your lifestyle with the view, again, that this is a lifestyle change.
Mm-hmm.
We want our doors to be the last doors that you come through in terms of looking for a program, because you will be successful in our program, mm-hmm. as long as you follow the program that we give you.
Mm-hmm.
And we're there to help you follow that program.
Mm-hmm.
So when you come through the door, we give you a form to fill out, which is a getting to know you form.
Mm-hmm.
And that really gives us an overview of those three things: where you've been, where you are, and where you want to get to.
Mm-hmm. Does it include things like a diet history, or how do you learn where I've been?
It's going to ask you certain questions, and then we will sit down and
okay.
go through
review
that.
It.
Review
and
it.
And you'll have a chance
yes.
to dig a little deeper.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And do you do weight measurement?
Mm-hmm.
Any other kind of measurements? Like, do you actually take my belly circumference or take my measurements as a starting point?
We take measurements after you sign up.
Okay.
But what we do is we do your body composition, which is
okay.
very, very important. So the body composition is telling us what your total body fat is, what
mm-hmm.
your total water is, and what your muscle mass is. It also tells us what your BMI is, but we're not too concerned about BMI just in because BMI is not a good indicator in terms of for the general mass it is. But for example, if you've got a lot of muscle, you're going to show that you're obese because
mm-hmm.
it's a percentage of your weight versus your height.
Mm-hmm.
So we're more interested in your body fat. Once we determine what your body fat is and what your muscle mass is,
On a percentage basis,
mm-hmm. yes. And our body composition scale is the only thing that's more accurate than it is if you're doing hydrostatic
mm-hmm.
measurement where you're actually submerged. So once we know what your body fat is, what your muscle mass is, what your water is, we're able to determine how quickly you can lose weight safely
mm-hmm.
and how much weight you can actually lose.
So you'll start talking to me about where I want to go.
Yes.
Realistically.
But the nice thing is that some people come in and they don't have to lose as much weight as they think they do. That's
mm-hmm.
always a pleasant surprise
mm-hmm.
for them. It's more a function of getting them from the red zone, which if they're in that zone, it's the obese
mm-hmm.
category, to the overweight zone, which is the yellow,
mm-hmm.
and then to the green zone, which is the healthy zone. So our goal is to get you into the healthy zone. And once you get to that point, it's a matter of how you want to look and how you want to feel in your
mm-hmm.
clothes.
Mm-hmm. Now, do I need a doctor's order to come and see you?
You do not need a doctor's
mm-hmm.
order.
So if I can just come, because there's many options, as we'll be talking about today, that are there, and they don't necessarily need a medical clearance.
You don't need a medical clearance, but a lot of times a doctor will tell you that you need to lose weight, but they won't tell you how.
Yes.
And that's what
they're not
there
really
for.
Trained to be weight loss experts,
exactly.
are they?
Yeah. That is correct.
It'd be interesting to know how much nutrition a physician really gets in training, maybe a semester, all those years, I don't know. All right, well, let's talk about one thing that I've heard you talking to me or kind of educating me about, which is some kind of new genetic testing that can be done for sensitivity. So your diet and supplement plan can actually be customized more to exactly your personal body.
That is correct, Tanya. The genetic test, what we're testing for are carb sensitivities, fat sensitivities, and no sensitivities at all. Statistics tell us that about 45% of the population have sensitivities to carbs, 39% to fat, and only about 16% have no sensitivities whatsoever. How does this help you? This helps you in that, first of all, because it's a genetic test, your genes never change. So if you're carb sensitive, mm-hmm. you're always going to be carb sensitive. Mm-hmm. You're fat sensitive, you're always going to be carb sensitive, fat sensitive. Mm-hmm. Once we determine that, then we know, for example, I'm just going to take a person that is carb sensitive, because 45% of the population are. Mm-hmm. That means then that we need to lower your carbs a little bit. Now, we never recommend that you eliminate carbs for an extended period of time.
It is an energy source we need.
Exactly. That's where your energy comes from. That's what your body needs. Your body needs at least 50 grams of carbs just for your brain to function. So we're reducing the amount of carbs in your plan, but that means that we can give you a little more fat because your body can process fat more than it processes
carbs. So it's kind of like personalized medicine.
Exactly.
So
it's very,
you're
very
tailoring
personalized.
It to me. Yes. So in terms of caloric intake or an actual food list or?
Well, the calories are determined based on your weight and based on your body fat, et cetera. And then once we determine the calories, then we know what percentage, if you're carb sensitive, what percentage we should give you. What percentage should be fat, what percentage should be protein.
So we're talking a little bit about the beginning part, or you come in, you do your assessment, you kind of get a feel for what I've been doing to get where I am. We talk a little bit about what potentially I have as a goal. Is this genetic test a swab, a blood test? What kind of a test is
it? It's two swabs that are taken, left and right cheek, and then it's sent to our federally certified lab. It takes about 3 weeks for us to get the results back. And you actually get it's a 24-book page booklet that you get back, and it tells you what your sensitivity is. Nice thing is it doesn't only tell you whether you're sensitive to carbs, protein, what your food sensitivities are. It also tells you what intensity you should be exercising from a cardiovascular
to maximize your results.
Yes. So it may tell you that you're a carb reducer, but you need to be exercising at a moderate intensity or a high intensity or a low intensity.
Okay. So it's really going to give you a lot more information than just the nutrition part.
Yes,
it's going to give you the burn kind of factor in there too. Yeah. Very good. And I also want to talk about when I visited Balanced Diet recently, I was impressed by the supplements that you had there in your location. So again, one of the big advantages is one source for fitness, for some new technology, and also from some diet. And I wanted to kind of get in the supplements because we got in a conversation there about supplements, and I asked Echo, so does every patient take supplements? Do they need them? And do you remember explaining the analogy to me about the car? Why don't you share that with the listeners?
I probably say it a few times a day. But basically, I'd say about 80% of the clients that walk through, new clients, will ask, do I need to take these supplements? And my question is always, how quickly do you want to get to your goal? You can walk anywhere to get to your goal, but typically you drive. Why? Because you want to get there faster. That's what our supplements are designed to do. As I said at the beginning, they're not designed to put anything foreign into your system. They're just designed to stimulate your natural production. You've got to understand.
So do they mostly speed up metabolism? Is that the basic idea of them?
There's different times, but a lot of them are designed to help to speed up your metabolism. You got to think, if someone has been, let's say they've been overweight for 5 years, or 10 years, that means that their body is not functioning optimally. It's not going to start functioning optimally just because they change their diet. And the supplements help that process, speed up that process.
So there's actually, based on the results, there's different kinds of supplements that you would recommend once you know what you're working with.
Absolutely, Tanya. Okay. And again, it's a very customized program. And we have two lines, if I can just speak real quickly. We have two lines. One is a vegan line, our eco brand. It's our proprietary blend. And then we also have a pharmaceutical grade line. And pharmaceutical grade, what does that mean to the average person? It means that your body is able to absorb a very high percentage of what you take in. They're the highest grade that you can get without a prescription. And it's private labeled for us by Douglas Labs.
So I'm interested in, because vegan is such a hot topic right now, what percent would you guess of the people that you serve are vegan versus the pharmaceutical grade?
They're designed to work in conjunction.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all
right. So we typically will recommend a mixture of them.
Okay, all right. Now, I know to get people to be compliant on the diet part, the accountability of coming in frequently, there's got to be some kind of counseling support that you offer, because they're going to be coming in and be weighed when they come in to see you. So can you speak a little bit about how you actually work with people to coach them and keep them on track on the diet portion?
Sure. Our programs include coaching sessions, and the coaching sessions are really designed to understand, to help you get to your goal, to educate you. Again, we want to give you the tools for you to be successful. We know that you come to Balanced Diet, you have a session with us, you go away, you're going to meet challenges. We want to give you the tools to be able to deal with those challenges because we're not necessarily there. But when you meet those challenges, you'll remember what Echo told you in that session. You'll remember what Wesley told you. So it provides those tools for you. Mm-hmm. We typically like to see our clients a couple of times a week. And we incorporate our infrared sauna in the program, so they get to relax in the sauna, and then they get to have the consultation with me where we go over just different topics, nutritional topics. We call them personal control guides.
Okay, very good. We'll talk a little bit more about the thin spa part of what you do down there in a few minutes. But while we're on diet, I wanted to talk about we live in a town that you could eat your way through. There's a new restaurant opening every other day. So how do you counsel your people that you're following in terms of eating out? Because this is a huge eat-out city. So how do you help them with that?
Well, that's the nice thing about the Balanced Diet program. It is designed to allow you to be able to eat out and to eat natural and whole foods. So that's part of what we do is show you how to make healthy choices when you go out.
Very good. Okay, now we're going to move on a little bit to you, Wesley. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well.
Very good. And Wesley, you are one of the certified trainers there at Balanced Diet, right?
That's correct.
So one thing I've learned is eating alone will not do the 100% of the job. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Very good. So at some point, you're going to get us moving our body.
Yes.
That's right. So how would they, when they come to Balanced Diet, how and when would you be introduced into the equation?
Most of the times I'm introduced after Echo has his initial assessment, and then I have an assessment as well that's a little bit different. And what I try to do is gain a history about the activity level of that particular client, exactly what's motivating them, you know, to want to change their body. A lot of times, as Echo said, you know, people come in just to lose weight. And, you know, we later on discover that they really don't want to lose as much weight as they say they want to lose. And it's really not about losing weight in all situations. And, you know, so what we want to do is actually assess the client in terms of, you know, learning about, you know, their medical history, do they have any injuries, that kind of thing, because in our program it's very, very important, you know, that our clients improve their flexibility at the ankles, knees, and hips. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that we improve the rotation in the shoulder as well, and also encourage core stability in our program. Mm-hmm.
So exercise is so important. In my research, I found that people lose weight, but something like 90 to 95% of dieters will gain back their weight between 1 and 5 years if they have no exercise regimen that's built into lifestyle. And Echo, you were talking about the importance of a lifestyle change. So for your approach, Wesley, you certainly come in, they get a baseline, you get them moving. And right. I'm guessing, how do you kind of progress them over time? What are some like markers that you consider when you're advancing them, and how do you move them from I've not been moving to I'm starting to move to I actually am to a point that I have a livable program for me fitness-wise?
I think the most important thing is actually setting the foundation in terms of a commitment and also getting the client to understand that they're responsible for their own self-determination. Mm-hmm. You know, at that point, we don't necessarily want to be the end-all, be-all. As Echo said, we want to get the client to the point where they function a little bit more independently. So with that being said, you know, we really try to introduce the client to what we call process goals instead of outcome goals. So a process goal, for example, is that I want to be able to touch my toes in 5 weeks, okay? So if you can touch your toes in 5 weeks and you have not been able to do that, that gives us, more exercises that mm-hmm. we can do and to progression.
Do you have a favorite way, Wesley, that you get patients started? Because I think a lot of times people get so much in overwhelm, mm-hmm. they just don't know where to begin. So if you get that person who's really been sedentary, do you begin them with walking? How do you begin them?
Every client is different. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, some people don't enjoy walking. Some people enjoy running, even though they have been sedentary.
So you take what they're naturally interested in and start where they're committed to.
Absolutely. And during the assessment, once we get the data back, we actually go over the areas that they performed well in.
So for example, so you'll know.
Yeah. So for example, if you know if they had a sedentary lifestyle or whatever the case may be, but they exhibit exceptional lower body strength, we'll start in a program with that includes a lot of lower body movement, so they begin to gain confidence in the lower body movements, and then we can transition them, you know, to things that are more challenging for them.
Now, one thing that impressed me down there at Balanced Diet was all of your tools back in your area.
Correct.
Can you just – it looks like Playland, actually. So those of you that do not like fitness, you should come visit Wisley, and you'll get a little whirlwind tour around Playland. But just talk about some of the tools you have back there.
To be perfectly honest with you, we don't really have a lot of tools as compared to a regular gym, and that's a part of our program because our program is ground-based. And, you know, with that being said, we, you know, want people to be able to support their own body weight. We use a lot of space. We want to train a client in what's called a closed kinetic chain where their, you know, feet are, you know, base to the floor and that kind of thing. We want to make sure that we're doing between 9 and 13 movements in each exercise session. So with that being said, you know, we do a lot of, you know, isometric movements, as I said earlier. It's not necessarily about getting on the machine. I think we only have one machine back there, and I don't plan on getting another one. But we actually want to make sure that the client has confidence in bending properly, and I can't stress that enough. And, you know, as clients, you know, get middle age or you know, in their 50s or things like that, we want to make sure that we're doing everything we can to offset knee injuries, hip injuries, lower back injuries as well.
And one thing I wanted to talk to you about that impressed me also was I know a lot of my friends, they sign up for expensive gym memberships.
Correct.
They go to the gym, they start working out, they took a look around, everybody looks beautiful, and they think, oh, my God, I don't fit in, and I'm not comfortable here, and I don't come. So I know in your area you actually have screens and curtains, and it's possible to have sessions with you one-on-one privately.
That's correct. Most of our sessions are one-on-one sessions. We do some tandem training as well. But the beauty of our program is that you get to work with a coach one-on-one, and you know, I get to specifically correct you in your positions, in the movements, make sure you're performing those movements properly. Another thing that, you know, people mistake is it's a difference between being busy and effective. So what a trainer will do, he'll give you 10 exercises and say, hey, you got 10 push-ups, you need to run around the block, you need to lift this over your head or whatever the case may be.
And he'll run to the three other people down the line while you're sweating away.
Absolutely. But, if
but you might have broke your technique.
Yes.
Yes.
So if you're not doing it properly, you're not necessarily getting the maximum benefits, you know, from the exercise. So, I mean, I'm a stickler. Some of the other trainers that I work with, you know, they call me a technique coach. Like, everything has to be absolutely right. And that doesn't necessarily mean that it'll be right in the beginning, but I want the client to understand that we have to work toward proper form, technique, stance, and alignment.
And how long would a session with you normally last?
Our sessions are 30 to 45 minutes, and, you know, that just really depends on the exercise history of the client and the fitness level. More advanced clients, you know, they'll do 45 minutes. Sometimes very, very sedentary clients will do 45 minutes because we need to give them extended breaks throughout the period.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah. Now, what about hours that you're open? Because I know a lot of people work, and one of the advantages of a gym is, of course, they can go after work. So
right.
How do you guys handle that?
We are available every day, Monday through Friday, from 5 a.m. To 12 p.m. And we're also available again from 5 o'clock to 7:30 p.m. On Saturdays, we do a half a day where we're available from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Now, Wesley, I know a lot of times I've read from fitness trainers that they try to get you up and moving early in the morning.
Okay.
And what's your opinion of that? Is that like when I hear 5 a.m., I'm thinking, oh, my God, he's going to try to convert me. So how would you handle that?
To be perfectly honest with you, it's been scientifically proven that your body is in a natural state and better prepared for exercise in the early morning hours. And, you know, with that being said, my history has shown that I'm better prepared in the early morning hours as well. As we get to the afternoon sessions or whatever, I think we all get to a point where, you know, we kind of taper off a little bit. But, you know, I really like getting up doing it early in the morning, and that has been successful for me.
But you're flexible. So if you have that person, you'd rather have them move than get up.
Yes.
You'd rather have them move at some point in the day than just be sticking to the morning hours.
Yes.
Okay, very good. All right, well, we're going to move on to actually some new technologies that I was very impressed with when I came into Balanced Diet. I had never heard of FinSpa. I had never heard of a Zorona laser. I had never heard of some of these things that I saw in there that were quite impressive. So, Echo, I want to kind of go back to you to talk about FinSpa first, and then we'll move on to Lisa to talk about her area. So, first I want to start with infrared sauna, which you took me into, and it's so electronic, and I was very impressed immediately by there's a pull-down pad that had things on there like pain management sauna. There were like 10 different options for me based on what my personal situation was. So can you speak a little bit about – most of us think of sauna and we think of sweating, hot, steamy, and this is everything, really not that.
Yes, and just to – I'll jump to the end and I'll come back. Okay. A lot of our clients go in the infrared sauna and come out and say, did this do anything?
Mm-hmm.
And it does. It did do a lot because an infrared sauna is completely different from your traditional rock saunas and steam saunas in that it is using thermal energy. So a traditional sauna heats the outside air, and that in turn heats you. And that's why they get really hot when you're inside. Mm-hmm. One of them, you start panting and you want to get out. Mm-hmm. An infrared sauna.
You can't even breathe some in there. Yeah.
Correct. An infrared sauna, because it's using thermal energy, it's doing it internally. Absolutely not like a microwave or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
The infrared spectrum is a completely harmless spectrum. It's not like the ultraviolet spectrum.
Yeah, so it's not microwave people out there. It is infrared.
It's infrared. Light. Infrared. Mm-hmm. It's the same warmth that you get when you're out in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
That's the technology that it's using to heat up your body.
But without the ultraviolet.
Absolutely. Without the ultraviolet rays. So the infrared spectrum is it's got three major points on it, near infrared, mid infrared, and far infrared. I'm sure a lot of our listeners may have heard of far infrared saunas. Ours is a full spectrum sauna in that it does all three. It goes through all three points. So just to talk about two of the settings that are on there, the detoxification setting and the weight loss setting. The weight loss setting is passive cardio. So when you're sitting in the sauna, your body is burning between 2 and 600 calories.
Just sitting.
Just sitting there.
2 to 600 calories just sitting.
Just sitting there.
That's a lot
now,
of work.
It is not the same as obviously being on a treadmill.
Right.
But it is very effective in aiding weight loss. Again, no one component that we have is a magic
pill.
Right.
We need to keep driving that home
yes.
here today.
You have
yes.
to do everything.
All integrated. Hence,
exactly.
integrated weight loss.
Exactly. And then the detox setting is great in that it draws about 20% toxins out of your body as opposed to a regular sauna, which is only drawing 3% toxins out of your system.
So would I sweat? If
you,
I did the detox,
depends,
would I be sweating?
Depends on how many toxins you have in your system,
mm-hmm.
And also how much lean muscle you have. It depends on a lot of different mm-hmm. factors, but it's not a dripping sweat like mm-hmm. if you went
like
into a traditional sauna.
Okay, very yes. good. And so how long is a treatment?
They're typically between 30 and 45 minutes. Weight loss setting is 30 minutes. Detox is 37 minutes. And the nice thing is that you can be in there with an iPhone, with an iPad. You can watch a movie. You can listen to music. It's a very pleasant experience.
In fact, I saw some of your patients kind of describe it as almost zen-like because it's peaceful, it's quiet, they're kind of isolated, which yeah. we hardly even get walking around these days. And if I to get the maximum results, is this a treatment that I would do once a week? I would do once
we
a
recommend
month?
Again, it depends on what your goal
mm-hmm.
is. Weight loss, we recommend at least 2 times a week if you're trying to detox, and it's
mm-hmm.
at least 3 times a week.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. And Lisa, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
And I'd like to talk of yours. You know, we think of laser and we think of lights and LASIK and all kinds of things, but we typically don't think of laser treatments for weight loss. And Balanced Diet brought you on recently to add a new treatment in the spa area. So can you tell us a little bit about the Zorona laser that you're certified in and kind of the theory of how that works?
Okay. Well, basically what it is an FDA-approved low-level laser. And I'm here because sometimes you just have that troubled area that the weight
love
loss.
Handle.
Yeah, love handles.
Love handles. I've got the belly fat, but not everything. And a lot of people do not like invasive liposuction. Yeah. And so this would be kind of a non-invasive way to handle those spot areas.
Yeah, it's 100% non-invasive. There's no pain or no downtime mm-hmm. at all. So if you come in and you want to, you know, work out and then you want to come right in and do your laser treatment, you know, feel free to do that on your lunch break. Mm-hmm.
Now, the technology of it, as I understand it, and I'd like to hear more from you, is it basically uses the laser to disrupt the fat cells, and then the fat cells, once disrupted, they kind of leak out into the extracellular space, and then they can be flushed out. Is that right?
That's right. It does not harm your fat cells at all. Mm-hmm. What it does is it puts a temporary pore into your fat cell, mm-hmm. and then that fat is leaked out naturally through your lymphatic system. Mm-hmm. And when you come in for your consultation, we go into the whole protocol, which goes hand in hand with the, you know, the fitness program mm-hmm. and the balanced diet program that you would be following. You drink a lot of water, you watch what you're eating, you know, you're working out, and it just goes hand in hand. And on average, with 6 treatments of the Zorona laser every other day for 40-minute treatment, you lose around 3.5 inches. And honestly, I've been doing this for about 1.5 years. Most of my clients lose a lot more than that.
Mm-hmm. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the protocol, because I think a lot of people think of laser treatments as a 1 or 2 time thing, but there is actually a very specific come in, wait a couple days. Why don't you tell it how long it takes and about how long between treatments and kind of what they need to do?
So when you start out, you come in and we do your assessment. I take your measurements, I take your weight, and we just go right into the treatment. The typical treatment would be 20 minutes on your backside and 20 minutes on your front side.
Okay, so you're going to flip me halfway through.
Right.
Okay.
And it's FDA approved to remove the fat from the waist, the hips, and the thighs, mm-hmm. although I do have clients that do their arms, that mm-hmm. do their chin, that do your buttocks. I mean, we can do your whole entire body, mm-hmm. and it's different for every client. So.
And I've seen them, so they're movable. It kind of looks like you sit under these movable arms, and then you can position them mm-hmm. as the therapist
right.
and target spot target areas.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know you told me you come in, then you're doing a lot of flushing after you're doing a lot of water drinking, that kind of thing, and then I'll have to come in pretty quickly again. So what is the frequency over that 2-week period that they would come?
Every other day is what we recommend. Mm-hmm.
Even over the weekends?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
48 hours to 70. You don't want to go any more than 72 hours without a treatment.
Okay. So would I get a series of like 3 treatments over 2 weeks?
It's every other day.
It's every other day. So I'd get more than that. So
6.
I'd get mm-hmm. 6 treatments in 14 days.
Yes.
Okay. And what are the hours that you have? Is the thin spa same as the fitness hours?
I work around my clients, so okay. I'm very
so
flexible.
Personalized schedule.
Uh-huh. And the consultations are free. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you come in, you can also have a consultation with Echo or with Wesley and just see what our facility has to offer.
Okay. All right, very good.
And Tanya, let me just jump in. The reason we considered the Zorona laser is because it goes hand-in-hand with what we believe in. We're not destroying the fat cell. Mm-hmm. We're just disrupting it. Mm-hmm. It's a natural process. We're shrinking mm-hmm. that fat cell. Mm-hmm. So it's very important. If you shrink the fat cell and you continue on a good diet, the fat's not going to come back. Mm-hmm. If you go right to McDonald's, yes.
Right.
I mean, it's going
to
go right back into the
fat cell.
You
have to be compliant with all the other things, too.
Correct.
Right.
And it's non-invasive, no bruising, nothing like that. So it fits very well into what the whole center stands for and believes in.
Right. Now, this is kind of new to Atlanta? I know, Lisa, they actually brought you up here from Florida.
That's correct.
Where you had been having a lot of success down there, and you're kind of bringing some of this technology to Atlanta with you.
Well, it's been around. I mean, there are quite a few providers in mm-hmm. In Atlanta, mm-hmm. But there's we're really the only provider now in the heart of Buckhead
okay.
that offers Zorona.
Okay. Now, in addition to Thin Spa, the infrared sauna we've talked about, and the cold laser, I want to also talk a little bit about the benefits of other treatments that you have there. Because certainly as people are doing body image and improvements and things like that, you have massage, you have facials. Massage alone, for the health benefits of massage, Echo, why don't you speak mm-hmm. about that just a little bit?
Tanya, we have massage, we have facials, we have body wraps, wax, and we have them all. But massage specifically, and I want to just touch on one of our signature treatments, which is a detox massage.
Okay.
And you can have the detox massage either with the therapist using their hands or using what we call an herbal poultice, which is a Muslim cloth that's wrapped with herbs in it, and it's steamed. And it's used to massage. So it's a very pleasant experience. But at the same time, because the because of the herbs that are filled in it and they're steamed up, it's highly effective in detoxing your body. So again, it's the movements are all with your lymphatic system, so it's draining. It's it's in essence draining your lymphatic system. So you drink a lot of water and it flushes you. So it really just detox you. So that's a detox massage.
Okay, very good. Well, one of the benefits of balanced diet, all you listeners out there, is we've talked about no one thing works in your improving your body. Weight loss needs the fitness to go with it. We talked about the importance of a lifestyle, getting together a lifestyle that will get you to reach your goals.
That is correct.
And one thing I wanted to do, we've talked about a lot of different therapies and kind of what you do, but I know that the listeners remember success stories, and I like to invite the guests that come on to talk about some of your big success stories, because then people see themselves in that. So, Lisa, why don't we start with you? Can you remember a patient that kind of stood out in your mind as maybe just – seemed like overwhelmed at the time, but the success that they were able to achieve over time with you?
Well, honestly, you can tell when somebody takes their health very seriously and they're actually working towards a goal. I had one client, and she was my biggest loser. She actually lost 10.5 inches with her 6 treatments, and
wow,
she was pushing hard. In the facility, we had, you know, a couple of machines. She would go, she would come in on her lunch break, she would go into her treatments, and then it's important to stimulate that lymphatic system directly after your treatment. And, you know, there's a couple of different things you can do. You can work out, you can go on the vibration plate. You know,
what is a vibration plate?
It is actually a standard plate that vibrates, that stimulates your lymphatic system, that you stand on for 20 to 30 minutes after your treatment. So it's
just one other way to get the drainage going.
Yeah, I mean, we recommend that, or we recommend a lymphatic massage.
Okay.
So for that more personalized touch.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, that's certainly a success story. Wesley, you probably have the hardest. People can lose 5 pounds and get all jazzed, but changing the body itself is a little bit harder work.
Right. Correct. A couple of success stories that we've experienced since we've been at Balanced Diet. One that comes to mind, I have a young lady that I've been working with. She is approximately 5 feet, maybe 101 pounds, and she can bench press 155 pounds. She can squat 200 pounds. I have another
she's
client.
Like an ant.
Yes. But she's a very, very powerful, very, very aggressive woman. I have another client that has lost 97 pounds.
Wow.
In 11 months.
Now, would you say that that particular client is at a place where they've integrated, they've been coming a long enough time and seen enough success that they're really getting it ingrained as a lifestyle?
Absolutely. And, you know, thinking about this client, one of the biggest things is that she actually bought into the process. And she took her focus off of losing the weight. And she took every workout day by day, every movement, step by step. And that's how she was able to get to her results. A lot of times we just focus on, I want to lose weight. But it's not necessarily about losing weight. It's about actually accepting the challenge and the difficulty and the process that it takes to accomplish
your goals. Well, I think you make a good point. I think a lot of people, especially like this client, you see, I need to lose 100 pounds and it's just overwhelming. But
right,
when you say, no, really, you just need to focus right here with me right now and do this next 10 minutes.
Absolutely.
It kind of changes the game.
The only way you eat an elephant is one bite at a time.
That's exactly right. That's very good. And Echo, on the nutrition side.
Sure. And actually, this is very appropriate because the client I'm going to tell you about is one of our very first clients when we opened. She came. She's in her 50s, and she wanted to lose about she said she wanted to lose 15 pounds. Well, within the amount of within the period of time that we had told her that she could lose it, she'd already lost 16 or 17. And she was like, I don't want to stop you. I want to keep going. So she continued till she got to the point where she was completely satisfied with the weight loss that she achieved. And her habits, everything had completely changed. Then she signed up with Wesley. So she started the exercise program. Then she also uses the spa. So
she just built on her success.
She built on her success and is experiencing everything the way we designed it to be experienced.
Very good. Well, believe it or not, our time is up. I want to thank all three of you for coming today. Echo, if you could just tell our listeners how to reach you through the, your phone office number and the website.
Sure. We are located in the heart of Buckhead, adjacent to right next to the Embassy Suites and across from the Grand Hyatt, really in the Orvis Plaza. We can be reached at 404-996-1213 or our website. Visit our website at bdbuckhead.com.
Very good. And welcome and thank you so much, all of us, for joining us. And the messages for you listeners out there is, believe it or not, there is one place you can go to get your supplements, your nutrition, your counseling, your technologies, and your fitness, all in one convenient spot so you don't have to run around the natural way. So tune in next time, and thanks for listening today.
The Doctor's Roundtable has been a production brought to you by HealthGate and Business Radio X. HealthGate is a groundbreaking website where board-certified doctors and specialists offer savings on out-of-pocket healthcare costs. For more information about HealthGate, please visit www.healthgate.com or call 404-692-5377. We hope you tune in next week, and thank you for listening.